five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll.
Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the Demon of Fire. In just a minute, we'll take you to the corner of Clark and Montague, where Tim Collins, rookie fireman, lies on the sidewalk, wrapped up in a blanket to protect him from the after effects of an overdose of smoke and fumes. And beside him lies the talkative watchman of the warehouse, whom Tim has rescued from almost certain death by fire. In a moment, we'll hear what the watchman has to say. But first, a message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the scene of the warehouse fire at Clark and Montague, where you remember Tim Collins, rookie fireman, has been put out of action by smoke and fumes after achieving the rescue of the warehouse watchman. Only a moment ago, Chief Cody ordered the third and fourth call fire companies to return to their firehouses. And as the trucks and engines roll away, he ordered...
First and second call companies, stand by to overhaul that wreckage.
Battalion Chief Mandeville reporting, sir. Shall I take over now?
All right, Mandeville. I want to get a line on what started this fire.
Well, there's no doubt that the third floor was the point of origin, Chief.
I'm going to question that watchman young Collins brought out of the fourth floor. When your boys overhaul that building, I want them to watch for signs of arson.
Yes, sir. Otherwise, we overhaul as usual?
As usual. Make sure that fire is dead. Rip out any walls or partitions where it might be lurking.
I'll keep a hose company at hand until there's no more danger of another outbreak.
And when you pull out, post a guard to protect this property until the owners take charge. That's all, Mandeville.
Yes, sir. You truckmen this way. Bring your hooks.
Chief Cody.
Huh? Oh, hello, Doctor. How is young Collins coming along?
He had a bad dose of smoke, Chief, but he's first rate now. He'll be ready for duty again tomorrow.
And that watchman, is he ready to talk yet?
He was wide awake and talking a blue streak to young Collins just a minute ago.
Oh, fine, fine. Now maybe we'll get a line on how that fire began.
This way, Chief Cody. I've got them both wrapped in blankets on the sidewalk across the street.
Right here, Doctor? Where's that watchman? All I see is Collins.
Well, I'll be... He's gone, blanket and all.
You're looking for Napoleon Bonaparte, Doctor?
What's that? Doctor, is this boy still delirious?
I'm all right, Chief Cody. That's his name, honest.
Napoleon Bonaparte?
That's right. That's what he gave me for the medical report. But, Collins, what happened to him? He wasn't in any shape to walk.
Oh, not with that injured leg, sir. It was your assistant, Doctor. They picked him up in the ambulance roll just after the third and fourth fire companies pulled out.
Huh? Stealing my patient, eh? That man had a bad leg wound. I want to tend to it myself. So long, Chief.
Here. Hold on. How about Collins here?
I'll send him home for a good night's rest. If he isn't raring to go in the morning, I'll eat him alive. See you later, Chief.
Well, boy, that's what it is to be young and healthy. Napoleon Bonaparte. I wanted to talk to that fellow, find out where this fire started.
Battalion Chief reporting, sir.
Oh, yes, Mandeville. Any line yet on how that fire started?
No signs of arson, Chief, but it's hard to tell.
The fire floor was thoroughly burned out, huh?
It was, Chief. We can tell the fire got a terrific start, possibly from some type of explosion.
Lucky that building was constructed to be fire-resistant, or the whole business would have collapsed. Perhaps with our men inside.
Yes, sir. But the funny thing is, nothing stored in there was particularly explosive.
Chief Cody...
As you were, Private, I'm taking this officer's report.
Yes, sir.
Mandeville.
Yes, sir.
Have the salvage squad go over that floor inch by inch.
Right, Chief.
Have them identify every type of substance and material that was stored in that third floor.
Yes, sir. I'll send them in there right away.
Explosion, was it? Well, you don't have an explosion without cause.
Chief Cody, sir. Private Collins reporting.
Yes, Private Collins, but you shouldn't be on your feet.
I got to stand at attention to report, sir.
Well, you can sit at attention, can't you? Yeah, keep that blanket around you now.
Yes, sir.
And make it fast. I've got a fire to investigate.
But Napoleon Bonaparte, I mean the watchman, sir. He told me all about it. He told me while we were lying here.
He did? Well, great clouds of smoke. Why didn't you say so?
Well, I...
Well, never mind. What did the watchman tell you?
Painters, sir. There were painters working in that floor, and they were supposed to finish the job a week ago.
I understood that whole floor had been closed, practically sealed up for the past week.
Well, yes, sir, waiting for the painters to come back and finish. Nobody's been in there but Napoleon, the watchman, and he said half a dozen cans of paint had been left uncovered, Chief.
Well, why didn't he cover them, if he's the watchman?
Well, he said that was the painter's job, sir, to keep those cans covered. He just didn't realize
didn't realize that fumes were spreading from those paint cans, spreading all through that area, until the third floor of the warehouse was as dangerous as a bomb.
Well, that's the end of my report, Chief Cody. Some spark, a spark from almost any source, was enough to start that fire.
Collins, you've completed my investigation for me, lying here flat on your back on the sidewalk.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, if I... You see, I didn't mean to butt in. Exceed my duty, I mean.
Exceed your duty, Collins? Well, that's one thing no fireman can ever do. Because there's no limit to his duty when it comes to preventing or fighting or investigating fire. No, boy, you've done just right.
Second call companies, pick up and pull out. Get back to your quarters.
Here. What are you doing, Collins? Sit down there.
Oh, I'm all right, Chief Cody. See, I can stand. I've got my strength back.
Yes, and where do you think you're going?
Well, the battalion chief just ordered the second call companies back to quarters.
Oh, and you think you're going back to the firehouse with old 3-1s, huh?
Well, that's my company, sir. I've got to show the men I can take it.
No, you don't. Kennedy. Lieutenant Kennedy.
Yes, sir?
Lieutenant, you've got a hard case on your hands here.
Who's that, sir? Young Hooksey Collins?
Young Hooksey?
That's what the boys are calling him, chief. After the showing he made at his first fire.
Young Hooksey. Boy, that's what they called Ben Collins back in the old days. That's the name we gave your father.
Oh, gee, Well, good grief, I don't know what to say.
You don't need to say anything, Collins. Actions speak louder than words, you know.
You're in, boy. The men of old 3-1s are behind you solid. Lieutenant, Private Collins is due for a layoff. He's to return to duty sometime tomorrow, at your discretion.
Yes, sir. Collins, you were posted for the second platoon, but there's an opening in the third.
The late night shift, sir? Midnight to morning?
Midnight to 8 a.m. You'll sleep at the firehouse.
Yes, sir.
Report to me at 3-1's tomorrow night, then. And we'll be glad to have you with us. Hooksey?
Yes, sir.
We turn here, driver.
Chief Cody, you shouldn't be driving me home.
Why?
Well, the chief of the whole fire department giving the greenest rookie in the whole fire department a lift home, it isn't right.
Now, Collins, one thing you've got to learn.
Sir, what's that?
You've got to learn not to tell the chief to do this and do that and don't do the other. I've been running this department well enough since you were in knee breeches. Yes, sir, ever since your father was chief in the old days.
I guess I was kind of fresh, sir.
Now, don't take the old man too seriously. Besides, I wanted to deliver you safe to your mother. It isn't every day Ben Collins' boy rolls to his first fire and does his family proud.
Yeah, well, I've been worrying about that, Chief, about Mom seeing me like this, black as charcoal with a blanket for a cape.
Well, your mother isn't the kind to throw up her hands and fall in a faint at the sight of a little soot.
Yeah, but maybe she'll be worried.
Wait and see, boy. I've been a friend of the family since way back, you know. Wait and see how she takes it when I bring you home.
Gosh, if Mom sees me like this, Chief Cody, all soot and smoke and...
Well, here she is. Good evening, Mrs. Collins.
Why, Bob Cody, it's you and...
Mom, don't you know me?
Glory be, it's my Tim. Well, Tim, you look like a scarecrow.
It's Tim, all right. Home from his first fire.
Is he hurt?
No, Mom,
hush, boy, if there's smoke in your lungs. Chief, help him over the threshold. The boy's falling asleep on his feet.
it seems that Tim Collins, rookie fireman, is in good hands and safe at home. But the exciting fact is that tomorrow night he is to report to Old 3-1's Hook and Ladder Company 111 for the 3rd Platoon. And that means that he will sleep in the firehouse, ready to hit the pole the moment the firehouse call bell rouses his company from sleep. For Tim's experience as a fireman on the late night shift, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a minute, Chief Bob Cody will tell all you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters in your own hometown. But before you meet Chief Cody, here's something else you want to hear. And now Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for all young firefighters. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with your special assignment. Attention, firefighters. You are to inspect your home and your family's garage or any other outbuildings for cans of paint. Now check carefully. Be sure the lid of each can of paint is in place. Now if it isn't, put the cover on and fasten it tight. Remember, the fumes rising from a paint can may cause an explosion and a rapidly spreading fire that can be disastrous. Protect your family from this hazard. Well, that is all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go, firefighters.
Firefighters is written by Frank Jones and is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.